The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord. Good day once again. Good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs. Don't throw pearls before swine." One of the most perplexing things Jesus ever said. What could he possibly mean by it? Well, a universal rule for properly interpreting Scripture is this: look for the agreement, the consensus of the fathers of the church. A universal agreement of the fathers of the church, that is to say, those privileged Christian authors of those first few centuries who were proximate in time to the life of Christ and the apostles, a universal agreement of the fathers of the church is a certain rule for understanding Scripture, and has always been the way the church has interpreted it. And with regard to this perplexing passage, it means two things. First of all, do not give what is holy to dogs. It means do not admit to Holy Communion those who are in a state of mortal sin, because Jesus is what is holy, and those who have given in to their base passions, well, they've behaved like animals. In fact, in the Eastern liturgies, before communion, the priest will stand up there and he'll say, "Holy things for the holy, holy things for the holy." And that's the first thing this passage means. But there's another passage, there's another meaning that's also an agreement of the fathers of the church. And it's about the difficulty of proclaiming the gospel. And this is what I'd really like to share with you here this morning. Don't give what's holy to dogs. Don't cast your pearls before swine. Dogs and swine were two terms that referred to Gentiles. I know they're not nice, but that's what everybody said. Swine, you know, they were unclean, and it's easy to understand how you could see the Gentiles as like swine. And dogs, you know, I'd only have to make an educated guess here that dogs in Jesus' time weren't the same as dogs in our own time. Not fluffy, cute little house pets, but scurvy, drooling, back alley scavengers, right? And in this sense, Jesus says, don't go first to the Gentiles. Go first to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Jesus said to his apostles when first proclaiming the message of the gospel. And if they won't receive you, shake the dust off your feet. It'll go easier for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than it will for them. Only then would the apostles go on to proclaim the gospel to the Gentiles, and the Gentiles would receive the gospel, but it would take time. It took centuries and centuries, as you know, and millennia of time. It took time then, and it takes time now. And from that, I'd like to give you just three little takeaways from this passage. Number one, be patient with other people. Everyone has people in their family who have strayed, you know, from the right path. They're living in serious sin. And if you're coming to daily Mass, you're asking yourself, what should I do about it? Should I say something? Should I be quiet? How many times should I say? What's the way that I should say? Be patient with other people. Say what you need to say and say it once. Find an opportune time. Say it as clearly as you can and as gently and factually as you can, and expect it to go badly. Most people, you know, who are living in a life of unrepentant sin aren't exactly known for their towering humility, and they don't take correction well. Expect it to go badly. And once you've said it, let it go. After that, you just want to pray for them and you want to do penance and give them time. They know where you stand. But, you know, if you constantly clobber people with the gospel or shoot them with little Bible bullets, you often accomplish the opposite of your intended effect. It's very, very important that we be patient. Much can be accomplished with prayer and penance, don't forget, but even more can be accomplished with prayer and penance and patience. Number one, be patient with other people. Number two, be patient with yourself. Everyone is a beginner in the spiritual life. And that's because the heights to which we're called are infinite. It's as if, you know, someone gave a ball to a runner and said, go run 10 yards and cross that goal line. And he starts running and 10 yards suddenly feels like it's 20 yards. 20 yards suddenly feels like it's 50 yards. And suddenly he begins to realize that the distance he has to run is infinite. And the heights to which our Lord would call us are infinitely high. And there are pearls that Jesus would love to share with each and every one of us here, your priest included, that he can't. Because we're not ready. Be patient with yourself. You will always be a beginner. And take care, if I might just add one more little point, take care from desiring to be spiritually advanced. It's a very subtle form of pride. The saints will be the very first to tell you, don't desire to be advanced in prayer. Don't desire to be advanced. Desire to do God's will and let the rest just take care of itself. Because when you desire to be spiritually advanced, you suddenly desire to be better than somebody else. And that's exactly the problem. I remember a woman at a past parish. She once said, everybody in this parish is jealous of my holiness. And they're jealous of my holiness, and I wouldn't want to know the state of my own soul because, you know, it might make me very proud. And all I could think of is, ho, 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 it might make you very humble, right? So be careful from thinking you've already arrived, because that indeed is an impediment to actually arriving. The third thing to keep in mind in this passage is expect it to be hard. You know, St. Peter says in his first letter that the just man is saved only with great difficulty. You ever seen the high altar of St. Peter's Basilica? If you haven't, just take a look. And you see the bronze colonnade over the high altar of St. Peter's, and the columns are made by Bernini, and they twist upward. They were designed to represent the agony of spiritual growth. And Jesus says to his apostles, strive to enter in through the narrow gate. And the Greek word for strive is agoniste. And you can hear the word agonize in that. There were a few saints who had quick conversions, St. Paul, St. Mary Magdalene. Most of us are traveling the slow road. It's very difficult, and you face a constant temptation to quit. Do not be discouraged by your own weakness. Don't even be discouraged by your relapses into sin. Just refuse to stay down. Like they say, it's the bounce that counts. Get right up and refuse to quit. Because holiness is an act of the will. God's grace is always on offer, like an extended hand. And the only thing that's lacking is your hand extended right back. Ever seen the image on the roof of the Sistine Chapel with the creation of Adam? You know, and God, if you look at it sometime, and God is reaching out to create Adam, and Adam, he's just like laying back like this. He's barely trying at all. That's us in the spiritual life. It doesn't mean you don't know about your faults. It doesn't mean you don't know about your sins. It means that you don't like them. And it means that you refuse to ever consent to them. Jesus says to his apostles, do unto others what you would have them do unto you. And this is the same Jesus who shows us such great patience. He would be very, very pleased if we offered that same patience to one another and also to ourselves. Amen.